Well, good Friday morning. It is the 15th of February, and my title today is, Yikes, I'm an Alien. You know, long before Alien the movie was released in the United States, which was 1979, the word alien was used actually in Genesis 16 to describe Lot by the locals who were wanting to break down his front door. He was an outsider who'd moved into their land years before when Lot and Abraham decided to part company. This word alien is actually used 73 times in the Bible. 66 times it's used in the Old Testament, and 7 times in the New Testament. The word describes someone who is not just passing through a place they are not part of, but they're residing there temporarily. It wouldn't be someone who's just driving through your town, but someone who rents a room and stays for a period of time. They were not born there, but they've moved in for a temporary stay. We have been called aliens and strangers in this world because in the bigger picture of time, this is who we are in this world and who we should be among the peoples of the world. However, I do not believe many followers of Christ see themselves this way. We are taught from an early age that, you know, we have but one life to live and we should make the most of it. Now, I can agree with that, but what does make the most of it mean? For the typical American, it means find something you're good at and make the most of it. If you're a good athlete, strive to get a scholarship to college, and who knows, maybe you'll have a shot at the professional level. If you're good in math or science, become well-educated in them, and companies will be knocking on your door come graduation. And if you're good at caring for people, consider a career in counseling or social services, or become a teacher. Now, all these illustrations are good, and they reflect the mindset of us pursuing a life of doing what we're good at doing. They all include choosing a path based on our skills and aptitudes. Off we go, developing a career and a life based on what we're good at doing and experiencing some levels of success. But what if there's a higher calling for all of us? What if before we decide what we're going to do, we discover who we are designed to be and allow that to be the compass of our life? You know, there's nothing wrong with discovering what you're good at and turning it into a career to provide for you and your family. That is an excellent way to live, and your family and friends will love you for it. You may become very successful, and others will admire you and think highly of you. However, eventually, and this means for all of us, those days are going to end. We will grow old and eventually die, and then what happens? What we do here is temporary, but what we have there will be eternal. The Bible teaches us that there will be an accounting before Jesus on how we've spent the time and talents he's given us. These talents and our time on earth are supposed to be used with the purpose of sharing the gospel with those who don't know him and helping one another in our local fellowship as a place to use our spiritual gifts. Now, for years, some believers have used this as the day of reckoning, where God's going to have this huge digital screen and he's going to show everyone all of our sins and all of our failures. Listen, my friends, that is absolutely not true. Even if the theological experts at Chick Publications seem to think so. We will not be going to the Great White Throne Judgment. That's for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if you're a believer in Christ, you will go to a different throne. We'll all come before a throne on which Jesus sits, and there we're going to receive rewards for what we've done with this life and with the gifts and the talents he's given to us. This throne, by the way, is called the Bema Seat by Paul when he's writing to the Corinthians. The Bema Seat was where the emperor sat during the athletic contests of that day, And whoever won in competing, they were coming before the emperor who was sitting on the bema seat, and they would receive rewards. Those of us who have lived as aliens, using our time and our talents to further the gospel and help disciple others, will receive great rewards. And listen, my friends, those rewards are going to last forever. Those who ignore their God-given purpose will see all of the worthless things they've acquired be burned up, and they'll not receive what they could have received if they'd invested their lives in following God's calling for their life. So are you living as an alien and seeking to do what Jesus has created you to do for him in your life and in your setting? This is where true fulfillment and meaning is found, as well as rewards that'll be with you for eternity. I'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I hope you're prepared to have a great weekend. Look ahead at where the temptations might come. Be filled with and walking in the Spirit with the full armor of God on. And stay in touch with your community. God bless you. Goodbye.